Gate Service Cleveland. Ms. Charles, how may I help you?
Good morning, Charles. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yes.
Following up with you to set up your online listings. You asked me to call you today.
All right. I'm driving right now, and I've got a service call. Can you call me back about an hour?
Well, actually, I have most of your information for your Google business profile already set up and ready to launch. I just would have to verify it. And then, I know you said you were waiting for the, first month's payment of the $199 to clear. So it's really just a matter of securing that. And then we'd have to do a client interview with you later today anyway,
okay,
to kind of accelerate the process. So is there any way I could get like 2 to 3 minutes just to set this up and set that appointment?
Sure. Now, I've already got a Google business account.
Right. Right, yeah. So that's what I was saying. We basically have it all. I just got to verify the information, make sure there's no changes. We'll submit it for the placement, and then we'll do a client interview to customize the placement. So that way you're listed for the exact services and area that you want to target.
So you found the account that I set up, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we're partnered with Google, Charles.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we're right next to Google. Like, if you look up Local Splash, we're that building with the little red pin on the roof.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have all the information here. It's
okay.
Just basic things. We're just supposed to verify them with you. Like,
yes,
they had an address that was set to be hidden out of Old Fort, Tennessee, 37362.
That's my home.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why it's hidden, right?
It doesn't have to be hidden. It's just that Google wanted me to do a video of
verification.
I work out of it, but I don't have clients that come to it.
Yeah. That video just goes to them. It doesn't actually like get displayed to the public or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't know, cause it sounded like they wanted me to show an office that had, you know, a service desk and,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tell them when we submit the profile for first page placement, we tell them that you're doing business from home, and then we send you this little mailer that'll have like your business name on it, and if you put it in the window, for some reason they want you to like put it in a window of the house and take a picture of it, like with yourself kind of facing it, and then they just push it through. I'll literally send you the form like right now. Like as this payment clears, it goes through to you automatically with an outline of the agreement in writing and then access to a tracking system so you can keep track of all the job opportunities it's generated for you.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get you through the process, Charles. I know it's hard to do on your own, but the 1615 Highway 411, that's the address that they had, and you want me to leave that hidden?
It doesn't matter, very honestly.
They recommend it when it's residential, just so people don't show up at your door or anything like that. But if it's a place where you have people show up, then we can display it.
No, I don't. Okay. That's my home.
Okay. What's your last name, Charles?
Sampson, Sampson.
Okay. And your business email where I could send you everything in writing?
Charles@egscopn.com. Which is my website.
Oh, yeah. I got the website attached to the listing here. And then the phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
This is my business phone. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's just do 8-4.
8-4, Eastern Standard. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I will work the weekends, but I would prefer not to have that advertised.
Gotcha. I can do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so that way they could call you, but it's up to you. You can hash it out with them. Okay.
Yep.
And you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right. Got the account created. What would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
How about 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock, okay. I'll go ahead and lock you in for 1 to 2. It usually only takes about 30 minutes, but they ask for that hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. And then I set you up with a discounted pricing structure of $199, It's all month to month, so you're not committing to anything long term. We're just going to go 30 days at a time with you and let you evaluate it as you go. There's no additional charges, so you won't have any other like setup fees, lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month.
Not like Angie's List.
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about that when I was setting this all up and putting it on hold for you last week. So, yeah, you don't have any kind of lead fees. We don't sell the leads to multiple people. We literally just verify the Google Business Profile and put you up there as a top option for people who are actively searching for what you do within a 40 to 50 mile radius of you. So you guys could take it from there. They could just call you live from there.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $199?
I'll use a credit card, and I'm still driving, and I'm like 1 minute away from where I need to be. If you can hang
okay.
on, Dustin.
Oh yeah, yeah. Take your time. I'm here all day.
I get paid by the hour by one job, and by the job on my company.
Yeah, I'm on a salary, thank God. I've been here already 12 years, so some days I'm out there playing golf and they're still paying me.
Oh, wow. Now that's nice.
I'm living the dream.
That is very nice.
Yeah. I finally found a way to get paid to play golf.
Well, my 40-hour week, job pays me... I don't take much advantage of it, but they, I mean, when I don't have enough work for them to pay me 8 hours, then they still pay me for my time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Because they're the ones that are supposed to be paying me, and they're the ones supposed to be getting the work, and I don't really have enough work to do right now. So
yeah.
I get my job done. And
when you're generating a lot more than what they're paying you, they shouldn't have a problem with it. You know what I mean? If you're always putting in more than what you're taking out, then there shouldn't be an issue. That's kind of my thing, you know.
Well, this company has had a problem that we just had new management take over.
Mm.
And, well, owners, 2 years ago about. And they had an old manager in there that literally, I think he was trying to sabotage the company because he was throwing people, you know, I need to charge. I just need to, you go in and do the bare minimum you need to do. And this is the bare minimum.
Oh my
and
God.
Then we weren't allowed to go back and finish. And then when the customer was ready to start up, we were still 2 or 3, 4 days. Of needing to be able to do something, and they were living.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So lost customers that way.
People's
and then,
biggest investment sometimes, you know, you get those.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sit for blocking their house, those electric gates, you know what I mean? I mean, it's right in front.
Right.
So you don't want to have that.
This was businesses. This wasn't even residential.
Man.
This was a business.
No.
And, yeah. Oh. So
I can't imagine getting stuck somewhere behind one of those gates, you know. I have some storage units from things that I just can't force myself to throw away that I've had. I got old cars in storage that my dad gave. I couldn't imagine I went down there and just got stuck, couldn't get out, you know. I'd be mad.
the thing is, these were, one of them was a chemical manufacturing plant.
Mm.
And,
wow.
They literally, you know, we did what they said that we needed to put in, and I had about 3 days worth of work left. Mm. And then they wanted the gates turned on. And I'm going, I can't do that today. We've got work left to do. Well, why do you still have work to do? Because I was told to get this done until they got this done, and I was never given the time to go back and finish. And
yeah,
then
so he's gone
and
though.
Then
he's out of the picture. You're not dealing with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, finally. But they messed up. They
now the new guy.
He's better, but he's fighting an uphill battle because the old guy. We were literally telling people that we would not service their gate if it was so old.
try to help them out. You know, I've gone through those transitions before. You get old management, new manager coming in.
I did, but it's already going to be hard enough.
Just try to.
Right.
You know,
the new guy actually listens. The old guy was, all he would do was go, that's the way Bobby wants it. That's the way Bobby wants it. I'm like,
Bobby's charging the information from the owner.
Yeah, he's got, well, Bobby's charging three times the, I mean, we buy a piece of equipment, if it's, let's just say it was $400, we charge them $1,200. This is residential or business.
Jesus.
And lost a lot of customers that way, and telling people that we wouldn't.
You don't build up a pipeline of business by doing that. You know, the idea
is you want those guys
to come back. It's more valuable to you to charge them the $500 and let them come back to you 3-4 times. It might take a year, 2 years, but better to do it that way than. Obviously, if you do it right the first time, they probably never come back.
and the thing is, that's why I'm starting my own business. That's why you're calling me. Because they messed up. I mean, they big time messed up. And I, as much as I would love to help them, I can't advertise for them. You know, I can't go back and undo the stupidity of what they've already done.
Well, yeah, now what I just did is I just sent you my number. It was all of them. I mean, send them your number and let them be able to get a hold of you directly, you know, create a connection there. And, you know,
that's what I've been doing. I printed business cards and I printed the door hang tags that has detachable business cards.
Yeah. This will be a digital business card. Now you'll just be able to tell them, you can look me up by name. Just look up Electric Gate Service at Cleveland LLC or, you know.
Yeah,
they'll be able to find you there. It'll all be there. Website will be there. Everything will be done for you.
Yes. All right. So let's go ahead and get this paid for.
All right. I'm ready for you.
444-2-0600-0691-0691-0477.
Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
11/29.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
514.
All right. I'm going to send you everything in writing. There is a voice verification here as well. Can you state the name of your business, Charles?
Electric Gate Service of Cleveland, LLC.
All right. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Charles Sampson, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this card that you gave me?
I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. It says within a reasonable period of time. And also, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Shouldn't need anything else. I try to set you up with everything. I mean, the only thing that you could really add would be like Facebook ads. I don't know if you have an interest in doing that. It does work. It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a Facebook page that I've just got to get time to do it. I'm working a 40-hour week job and working this job.
Well, that's the thing with every business owner, you know. The guys you see on the first page aren't doing it themselves. They got a call like this one day, and they're working with a Google partner. It's hosting it for them. It's not like they're, you know. And then you're already working full-time and trying to start it up. What I was going to say before I run this payment here is we can build and host, you know. We could do like a weekly posting on there, and we can host ads. And whatever you spend on it will go directly into Facebook ads. I was going to say, if you wanted to start out with like $100, it'll change the bill to $299, but we'll pump that directly into the Facebook ads and have it professionally built and hosted for you. And obviously, we're going to be targeting the services you provide. And then through your tracking system, you can evaluate that. If you want to continue to do it, you could keep going at the 100, or you could add to it, or if you decide you don't want to do it, we could always take it off and just revert back to the 199, but I would definitely recommend it.
Let's put put a mark on your calendar to call me about this time next month to add that, because I'll be honest with you, I'm fighting for money right now.
No, I hear you. I know we've been waiting, four business days just to get this $199 going. So
right.
I hear you. I just wanted to throw that out there. So I'll set a call back for January 15th. That'd be a day before the bill goes through, and then we could we could try to add the Facebook ads there. But the first month's payment's going to go through today. It's December 16th, 2024. It's going to be in that discounted price of $199. I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, so unless we add something, it's going to stay that $199 for as long as you choose to stay with us. There's no other lead fees, click fees, call fees, or charges. I do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when we're building everything from scratch, but it is a month-to-month service as promised. You're not binded to anything long-term. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All we ask is if you're ever going to discontinue, just let us know so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, the website's included. Waived all the fees on the site. We're still purchasing the domain for you, so we'll have that as well. And it says, do you agree to these renewal?
No.
And you already have the domain.
Uh-huh.
That's why I waive the fees on the site. Sorry. Yeah, because I was just reading it as it's printed out here, but I waived the fees on the site because you already had a site, not because we were building it for free. So misspoke there.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Confusing. But I'm going to send it all to you in writing right now, too, so that way you have it. And then you also have the receipt, the Google verification form. And then you got to sign off on that. So bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to process your payment, and then you'll get those confirmation text messages and emails, and you'll be good to go until the client interview at 1 o'clock here in a couple hours. All right.
Yep.
All right. Sit tight. 1 second.
All right.
Anything yet?
Put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
My problem is I'm by a busy highway, as you can hear now.
Yeah, I want you to be careful now. You're not going to be any good to anybody if you get hit by a truck.
I'm not at near it.
Okay.
Young local splash. Let's get your business top. Oh.
Yep.
No, they did a fraud alert. Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah. Maybe your bank has it set up so any out-of-state transactions, you get a warning. Mine does that, too.
If authorized, reply yes. If not, press no. So let's go yes.
Yeah, you're good. It already cleared on our end, which is weird. They sent the notification after they clear it.
Well, maybe they were just going to stop it afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, they could. No, they could. I use Schools First Credit Union, and they're pretty good about that. You know, if there's any issues with that, they let you know, and they'll refund you. Same thing with American Express. That's why it's safe nowadays to do things online. You can just tell your bank, and they'll get it right back for you.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, I deal with Truist, and it takes sometimes a week, sometimes two, to get frauds taken care of. It's not a...
Yeah, some of them are different, you know. Most of them have that notification, and if you decline the notification, you get it back same day, you know.
Right.
But it depends. Yeah, if the payment already cleared or if it goes through like 3 or 4 days, it's already passed and you never disputed it, and then suddenly you dispute it, those ones do take a bit longer to get back.
Well, I generally, if I had only one time, and it was this almost 10 seconds after they sent me the text that I said no, and it still took almost 2 weeks. So I don't know. Sometimes, but I'm, this is actually Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union, so I don't have to worry about, they actually,
those. The federal credit unions are pretty much foolproof. That's what I was telling you, like, Schools First is almost better for me than American Express. You know,
right.
American Express is really good too. Like, they're notorious for putting their client first, but my credit union just does not play around because if it's something that doesn't go through, it turns into a derogatory remark, then it does affect my credit score. So the credit unions don't play around about that. They monitor that. They get on top of that pretty quickly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the best.
All right. So I'm at my job. So how are we doing here?
Yeah, there should be some text messages and emails that have came through at this point that'll have an outline of the agreement. I just want to make sure you have everything in writing and your Google verification form as well. I'm going to manually resend the Google verification form. You've already gone through the process of the Google verification. So if you fill out this form and submit it, you'll be fine. And it asks you for simple things. It'll say like tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You could hide the license plate number if you don't feel comfortable, but fill it out as best you can. It asks for like the business card and everything, and then submit it, and that'll go to them, and they'll know that we're working with you on the placement. Then it's just a matter of securing your client interview at 1 o'clock, so that way we can customize the campaign and get to work on everything. Okay.
All right.
But
I'm getting texts from Local Splash as we speak.
I see them. Yeah, I see they came through now. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, Charles. I know you got some stuff you got to tend to there, but I did send my direct number and extension, and we have 24/7 customer service. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns moving forward, just give us a call. We're here for you. We're going to walk you through it and make sure everything's working accordingly, okay? But look out for our phone call at 1.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.